now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. God has said it, and he will do it. We expect some men to be men of their word, but they are not. We expect nations to stand by their treaties, but they do not. But God is a God of his word, and what he has said, that he will do. You can count on that, neighbor. If God has said it, he will do it. In the Bible, God has said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. God has said it, and he will surely do it. And he's able to do it. Our Lord Jesus said, fear him who hath power to cast into hell. If every angel in heaven and every man on earth were to revolt against God, he has power to cast every one of them into hellfire. Some scriptures are difficult to understand, but not this one. Its words are so plain, so certain. The wicked shall be turned into hell. The verdict is certain and the penalty sure. Some verses have dispensational significance, but this truth never varies. Though one dispensation ends and another begins, whether it be the day of the law or the age of grace, whether it be the Old Testament or the New Testament, it's just the same. Because God is a holy God who hates sin and must judge it unmercifully, his decree is the wicked shall be turned into hell. If you have taken refuge in some fold of religion that told you if you would profess Christianity and be baptized, you would never be lost, and you still live your wicked life under such a hideout, I would ring in your ears these words, the wicked shall be turned into hell. You may memorize some Bible verses about the Lord's sheep never perishing and dare to claim them for yourself, but you're stealing what doesn't belong to you. How dare you claim what the Bible says about the Lord's sheep who follow him while you follow the devil in your sins? Get right with God ere your eyes close in death and you enter eternity and you fall into the hands of the living God who has said the wicked shall be turned into hell. In the name of the living God of heaven, I adjure every preacher, priest, and rabbi, tell your people what God has said. The wicked shall be turned into hell. If you dare to minister assurance of salvation to any wicked living person, God will require his blood at your hands in the day of judgment. The highway of sin does not lead to heaven, but it ends in hellfire. You may be thrilled with the pleasures of sin now, but the torments of hell are at the end of that road. For our Lord Jesus said, them who do iniquity shall be cast into a furnace of fire. A preacher may console you with promises of heaven, and even when you're dead at your funeral, a preacher may take his text about how Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. But were you able to rise out of hell and speak from that casket, you'd say, preacher, that isn't talking about me. Read to them Psalm 9 and 17 and warn them lest they also come into this place of torment. Tell them that God has said the wicked shall be turned into hell. And the God whose word this is no respecter of persons, no matter whose child you are. The wicked son of Christian parents will go to hellfire along with the wicked daughter of an infidel. For God has said, though Noah, Daniel, and Job, they only shall deliver. They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. The judge sentenced the criminal to jail while he himself takes bribes. Both are wicked. And the judge on the bench and the criminal behind the bars shall alike end in the same place, for God has said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The liquor seller that gets rich and the alcoholic who drank himself into poverty while his children starve, both shall end in eternal burnings. The college professor who taught the young people there is no God and saw them without fear plunge deeper into sin, and the young devils who followed his leadership shall alike wind up in hellfire. For God has said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. The harlot and the man who operated the roadhouse, the gambler and the gambling machine operator, one threw his money away into it while the other got rich out of it, but both in their wickedness shall be cast into hell. This truth goes right through the Bible to its end, and on next to the last page we read, but the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. And remember, God has said it, and he will do it. Many in their hypocrisy, and some even sincerely, may say, but I'm not wicked. What is there wicked about me? Do you really want to know? You've asked for it, so here it is. The God who knows each of us better than we know ourselves bears his testimony. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings. What is there wicked about you? It is not only one thing you said, or one act you did, or one lust you desired, or one vain ambition you coddled, but it is your very heart, the center of your being. Your desires and decisions, your aims and ambitions, your words and your walk, all come out of your heart. Your whole being is corrupted with its wickedness. Your heart is not just wicked, it's desperately wicked. No criminal has a more desperately wicked career than you have a heart. And God has said the wicked shall be turned into hell. God doesn't take to heaven wicked-hearted sinners. They will have to have a change of heart to go to that holy place, but he does put them into the pit of the abominable. If you say, preacher, then we're all wicked and we must all be going to hellfire. It is true, every one of us deserves to go to hellfire because of our own wickedness. We are bitterly guilty. And right there, the curtain would fall and we would all be helplessly and hopelessly lost. But for one person and one event that changed the whole picture. The person is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the event was his sacrificial death at Calvary and his glorious resurrection. Neighbor, let me tell you what Jesus did for you and me. God's verdict was, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And that verdict could not be altered. We were guilty and God was righteous. His word could not be broken. It must be fulfilled. His sentence must be executed. Down from heaven came God's beloved Son, wonderful yet true. He became man to take our place and bear our punishment. To a criminal's cross he went, and more, to hell fire he went. Its torments he experienced, its burning thirst made him cry, I thirst. Its loneliness broke his heart as he wailed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he cried, it is finished. Yes, the full judgment he endured, the price of redemption he paid, the work of salvation he did at Calvary. I deserve to go to hellfire, but instead I'm going to heaven, and I owe it all to Christ and Calvary. But some of you are still wicked, and you're going to hell. What makes the difference? First, I repented of my sins, renouncing them, ashamed of them, and turning from them. I confess my guilt, and that I deserve to go to hellfire. Neighbors, hear me good now. You'll never go to heaven until you confess you deserve to go to hell. In heaven, there's not one who says that he deserves to be there. All there and all going there confess themselves as deserving only the flames of hell for their sins. Did you ever tell God that you were a wicked sinner and deserved to go to hellfire? Make that first move today and then turn loose your sins. You say, I can't. I say you can, if you will. Does the alcoholic have to keep his bottle, or can he smash it? Does the kidnapper have to hold his prey, or can he release it? Does the false prophet have to keep his books, or can he burn them? Does the harlot have to retain her ointments, or can she destroy them? Repentance is not making provision to continue in sin, but it's turning away from sin, burning all the bridges behind you. We must each one turn from our wickedness, for the wicked shall be turned into hell. Then we must make a complete surrender to Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Master, and we must entrust ourselves, commit ourselves to him to be his, and to trust him to save and change us. And when that is done, he takes over. By his Holy Spirit, we are born again. We experience a real change of heart. And this change of heart begins to show itself in our life so that old things pass away and all things become new. When people live wickedly, they show they are wicked. A man who says he's righteous, but he lives wickedly, is only a sham, a religious hypocrite, and hellfire will acclaim all the wicked and the hypocrites too. When one is truly born again, he shows it in his daily life. That divine life that he has from God cannot be hid. It's a holy nature, and it turns away from sin. His life is so different, all men see his changed life and his good works. But you who claim to be Christians going to heaven while you live in wickedness, listen to the words of your judge. The hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Be not deceived. Those who do evil must face the eternal damnation. And our text will still stand, the wicked shall be turned into hell. All sinners are held by the power of sin, the world, and Satan. Most are also still holding on to these. You must let them go, turning them all loose, and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver you. Then he will command, stand back, Satan. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? He will break the power of the forces of evil over you. If you let them go, he will make them let you go. Did you hear that? If you let them go, he will make them let you go. Now, if you're the most wicked person in all the world, my Lord Jesus can save and change you right now. He will turn your night to day. Surrender to him to be your Lord and entrust yourself to him to save you. Get on your knees and tell him all about it. He will understand and he will save you just as you are. This message of hope is for those who confess themselves as wicked. Listen to it. I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
I love my Savior, my precious Savior. He died on Calvary's cross for me. And now he's risen, gone up to heaven. Someday he's coming back for me.